Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap, sponsored by Financial Services Online. Let's dive right in. Our focus today is on key financial developments that have unfolded across the country. We start with the ETF industry, which in 2024 experienced an unprecedented surge, with net inflows reaching a record-breaking $35 billion. Vanguard, BetaShares, iShares, and VanEck led the charge, accounting for nearly 99% of all flows that year. International equities ETFs played a key role, attracting over $15 billion. Amid this fervor, a whopping 64 new ETFs took their place on the Australian Securities Exchange and the Chicago Board Options Exchange. One fascinating performer was Bitcoin, delivering robust returns of more than 146%, underscoring interest in cryptocurrency. Turning to superannuation advice, the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, or ASFA, is calling on you, the Australian people, to pay greater attention to your retirement planning. Mary Delahunty, CEO of the ASFA, underscores the significant impact that just 1 hour of analyzing your super savings can have on your future lifestyle. She encourages a detailed review of your superannuation statements, while bear in mind your risk tolerance, and suggests consulting financial professionals where necessary. Now onto the Australian dollar, which has recently sunk to a near 5-year low. This is having broad implications across the economy, affecting consumers and businesses alike. An expert warns of potential inflation risks ahead, pointing to a possible intervention from the Reserve Bank of Australia. It's not all gloom, though. Despite potential inflation from increased import prices, a weaker Australian dollar could spur foreign investment and invigorate our tourism and export sectors. This certainly warrants close monitoring in the months to come. In closing, retirement planning was a key topic at the Professional Planner Researcher Forum, where it was stressed that the industry funds and financial advisors need to collaborate more for the benefit of retirees. The concern is that default options may not serve retirees optimally, and some intra-fund advice often carries high fees. A consensus emerged: industry professionals need to deepen their collaboration to better serve retirees navigating their income options. And that's your daily financial services news wrap for Tuesday, January 14th, 2025. To learn more about insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. On behalf of Financial Services Online, Paige Estrotori signing off. Here's to making informed financial decisions, Australia.